Carol O'Forey, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.
It is East Coast Radio. If you're just joining us, your daytime queen Carol O'Forey is here. We've literally turned the studio into a mini testing station, a mini HIV testing station. Join us on Facebook Live right now. We are live on Facebook Live. Just look for East Coast Radio's page on Facebook and you will find us live. Now, as I've been saying for the past week, World AIDS Day is very special and unique for me because, as I said, I have lost family because of this virus. And I have family living healthy as well with this virus. And I've seen it take the ugly turn where people are ostracized and feel so scared to tell loved ones what they're going through. And I've also seen the other side where someone has come and told the family and we've just embraced them and they're living a healthy, happy life. So we're going to have a conversation around HIV and AIDS. If you have any questions, if you want to join in the conversation, absolutely do so. 061-792-9495. In studio, I have Thusani Kunene from AIDS Healthcare Foundation National HIV Prevention Manager. I also have Kini Lubanya. She's a social worker at the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. And then Mbali Dladla, counselor at the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. Good morning to you all. How are you?
Good, Carol, and how are you doing?
Morning.
We are good. We are good. Jeez, World AIDS Day, we are here. Let's start off with, where is the AIDS Healthcare Foundation? Let's start there, Thusani.
Okay, good. Thanks a lot, Carol, and good morning to your listeners as well. Well, the AIDS Healthcare Foundation is situated in Musgrave, but our footprint is a global footprint.
All right. We
operate in more than 45 countries, but here in South Africa, we're in KZN, Gauteng, and Eastern Cape.
Right, all right. Now, to a person listening right now, afraid to get tested, why is it so important?
HIV testing is very important, especially at this particular point in time, because it is a gateway to actually making informed decisions about your own health and your life, and it also assist you in making the right choices when it comes to issues of treatment and starting treatment early. Because if you start treatment early, that is part of prevention on its own as well also. And also, it helps you to plan your life as well also in terms of making healthy and informed decisions about your life and avoiding risky sexual behaviors and all those kinds of things as well.
Right, right. Now, we've had COVID for 2 years. How has that affected your patients, also people coming for testing? Because it kind of like everybody forgot about every other ailment, every other virus, every other disease. Everybody just forgot and we all focused on COVID for 2 years. What's it been like for you guys?
You're raising a very valid point, Carol, because during the past 2 years of COVID, we've sort of redressed in terms of the fight against HIV and AIDS, and more focus was put on COVID and other diseases that were actually taking place in trying to deal with those diseases. And we find that people were not able to access healthcare facilities. People were not collecting their meds. People were not able to go and do their test as normal because of the COVID restrictions and all those kind of things that came with COVID. But now with the World AIDS Day, we sort of thought, this is the right time to say, you know, it's not over. We have to do something and bring the conversation forward again around HIV and AIDS to say HIV is still with us and we still have to make sure that we continue with the fight and with all the strides that we've made and make sure that we succeed, because 2030 is just around the corner.
Right.
And according to the UNAIDS, the plan is to end HIV and AIDS by 2030.
It's around the corner.
It's just around the corner, yes.
What has it been like for you guys on the ground? Because we had our news department just dropped a story that they are finding that a lot of young women, school-going age girls, are the ones who are getting infected. Now, let's look back at the past 2 years, for example. A lot of schoolgirls had to stay home because schools were closed. It was COVID. When that was lifted, we also picked up a huge amount of teenage girls who were impregnated and pregnant. And I'm sure this added as well to the number of HIV cases. So can you walk us through who are the most affected now in 2022?
And you see, there is the one key point that you have also noticed that is and even the studies are showing that if you look statistically around your young women and girls, those are mostly affected when it comes to HIV and AIDS. And if you look and compare them to their peers, mm-hmm. If you look at the ages and between 15 and 24, you find that their infection rates and are almost three times as high in comparison to their peers. Which means there is a huge burden around those particular age groups. And women in general, when it comes to HIV and AIDS, have been adversely affected when it comes to HIV and AIDS. Because we have about 7.7 million people living with HIV in South Africa. Mm. And 63% of those, it's women.
Wow, that is quite a statistic.
Yes.
That is quite a statistic. On to the next point that I'd like us to unpack is, you know, today's World AIDS Day. From you guys here in KZN, what is your message to someone who's hesitant? Because I'm going to do an HIV test in the next couple of minutes, and I'm nervous. I'm very nervous, and I know a lot of people who go and do HIV tests. The hardest part is getting over the nerves, right? And then the second part is actually doing the test and then the process. Okay. Let's talk prevention and also the testing process.
Mm-hmm. You know, HIV and AIDS has changed over the years, and because previously, of course, there weren't as many options as we do have right now. There are quite a number of options that you have right now. And of course, it's normal to be nervous and anxious and all of that. But if you look around, we have condoms. We have VMMC, that is voluntary medical male circumcision. We have got PrEP. If you are found to be HIV negative, you can take a pill which prevents you from getting HIV infected. And if you are exposed to HIV, we're living in a world whereby GBV is also an epidemic on its own
as well.
And women getting raped and all those sort of things. We've got PEP as well also.
Which is
post-exposure prophylaxis. And that's a pill that you take after you have had, let's say you're engaged in sex, in unprotected sex, or you had an encounter with whereby there was an issue of rape.
Yeah.
And so you can access that pill, and all of these services are free of charge.
Mm.
So there's a whole array. And then there's treatment,
yeah,
which you can start immediately once you find out that you are HIV positive, and you can continue with your life normally, like any other human being.
Let's briefly talk stigma. I don't think we've moved with stigma. We are still in the same place where if somebody says they're HIV, people already get uncomfortable around that person. Are we moving forward?
Stigma, I wouldn't lie to you, Carol. Stigma is still an issue. And there's still a lot of education out there that still needs to happen around our communities in terms of how they perceive and see HIV and AIDS. And if you look around, we as organizations, NGOs, and the departments that we work with, and we're trying by all means to educate different communities. You have your religious communities, you have people with different cultural beliefs and all those things. And all of those things perpetuate stigma sometimes in terms of how we perceive and see things. But HIV is like any other disease. It's like contracting, like having somebody with diabetes. If you can't discriminate against that person, or if you can't discriminate somebody who's taking hypertensive medication, because all those are lifelong medications. So it's the same way. And you can still continue with your life like any other human being.
Speaking about continuing with your life, I remember many years ago when we were trying to debunk the myths around HIV and AIDS, there was a time where people have to take an entire cocktail of medication. But I believe in 2022, we are down to just one tablet or two tablets. How has it evolved as the world has been, you know, researching and science is getting better?
Look, a lot of innovations have come through. And like you're saying right now, because you only take one pill a day.
Mm-hmm.
And there still are a few innovations that are coming on board as well also to make it a less stressful and more easier for people to take their meds. And it's not like you have to change your life 360. You can continue with your normal lifestyle, but make sure that you take that pill every day at that particular time where you actually supposed to take it. And I don't think that should be any difficult for any other human being.
All right. Okay. Rory's pushing buttons. So if things go wrong, just know he's pushing the buttons. I'm sitting in the chair right next to Nurse Mbali because I'm about to do my HIV test. It is World AIDS Day. I'll run you through my emotions. I'm very nervous. I've done this a few times on radio in the past, but every time is never difficult. Never easy, right? It's always just you nervous. And the reason why I need to write this home. The reason why I'm doing this is to remind you all the importance of knowing your status. If it is that you do it on the 1st of December, every day so that you remember, let it be. Otherwise, make sure you know your status. Okay, Nurse Mbali, walk us through what's happening here for those who are listening. You can watch us on Facebook Live, by the way. What's all this stuff here?
Hi, Carol. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
I'm okay. My name is Mbali. Surname is Ladla. I'm coming from HF. It's AIDS. Well, it's
Oh, don't worry. I'm just as nervous as you. Okay. It's okay. Don't worry, Nurse Mbali. Just walk us through what you've got here on the chair, on the table.
Okay. Here is my setup for testing.
Okay.
We're going to use a consent form first.
Okay. Which I'll sign for you in a minute. I'm consenting on air, so I'm definitely consenting. I'll sign that for you. Do you need me? Give me a pen. There we go. As you tell us what's these other boxes that you've got here.
Okay, here it's our test kits.
Yeah.
It's our first screening test. It's one step.
Okay.
And it's have a lot number and the expiring date.
Okay.
To check up first before we start everything for testing.
Okay, let's check the expiry date. Let me have a look there. Where's the date? Here. 2024-03.
It's a lot number. GJ 22030328.
And then that's
our expiry date is 2024-03.
So is this the test?
Yes, it's a
screening test. Let's do it. All right, so Nurse Mbali, for those of you listening in the car or at home and can't watch us on Facebook Live, I'm going to sign this for you. Just for the sake of time,
it's better we just
go ahead and prick, but I'll fill everything out for you. I've got my signature there.
Okay, can you?
So I know you have to follow. So to put you in the picture, it's so important to have consent, right, to do this
test. Okay, I'm putting my gloves.
All right, Nurse Mbali. All right, so Nurse Mbali is putting on her gloves. You can watch us on Facebook Live. I'm about to get the prick test. This is the prick test that I'm doing. All right, so you open that.
I'm opening our test now.
Okay, thank you.
One-step test.
Thank you very much. And then one line means negative.
We're
going to
label our test first.
Okay.
Carol, and your surname?
Ofori.
Ofori.
I feel like I'm in the clinic as we speak.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Thank you. And then one line means negative, two lines means...
One line means negative, two lines means positive.
All right, let's do this.
If it's one line, we are giving you 6 weeks window period to come to retest again.
Okay.
Yes. Then if it's reactive, if it's positive, then we do the confirmatory test for our second test.
All right, got you.
Okay.
Right. You set this hand over. So this is the one you were spraying.
Okay. And then we can use between the two fingers because this one have the nerves.
Okay, all right.
So which one do you like me
between
to use?
Between this one and this one?
Yes.
Okay, let's go with ring finger.
Okay, we wipe once.
All right. So yes, as I said, we're going to do this test. I hate this part. She's going to poke me.
And then you're going
to
prick.
Oh, big baby. That's always not comfortable. Okay, so the poke's happened. And we're going to draw the blood.
First one.
And then the results we'll do off air. As I said, you know, your status is your...
Confidential.
So, Tusani, walk us through once a person's gotten their results. How long does it take before you get your results? And then secondly, do you do counseling, negative or positive? How does it work?
Yes,
we do this.
So it's important because before you do the test, and there will be pre-test counseling, whereby you'll be taken through the process in terms of what's going to be happening. The counselor will also assess your risky sexual behaviors. In terms of are you a person who is at risk of contracting HIV and AIDS, so that will also count because it's very important to cover most aspects during pre-test counseling,
right,
and also explain the results in terms of what the result means as well also, and the different options should the result come back positive as well also, as to what options do you have to access treatment, and where can you access treatment, when do you start treatment, what does it mean as well also for you. And also if you are HIV negative as well also,
yes,
because you still have to continue practicing safe sex,
right,
and protecting yourself and prevention measures that you've been doing.
Yeah. Okay. And for somebody listening right now who is exceptionally nervous to do this process, because I'm nervous as it is, but as I said, it's a course that's very dear to me, and that's why I'm doing this. Mm. But someone who's beyond nervous to do this, what is your words of encouragement just to say, go ahead and do this thing?
It's the very important step that you can take for yourself. And it's not just for yourself and even those around you, because the decision that you make around doing the HIV test, it opens a lot of things for you health-wise, and the decisions that you make going forward. Because staying in the unknown is not helping you at all.
Mm.
Because you'll always be engaging in certain behaviors,
yeah,
and thinking that because you don't even know where you're falling.
Right.
So it's very important to do the test, and it's very straightforward.
I see that. How long does it take for the results to come up?
It takes 15 minutes.
About 15 minutes. Yes.
All right.
Exactly.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more.
Carol Ofori, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.